quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Wrestling Observer Live here on President's Day, February 16th, 2026, with Filthy Tom Lawler in the house. This show is here for your listening pleasure 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern with Andrew Zarian, and also Saturday mornings with the esteemed colleague of mine, Jim Valley, at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 Eastern. Today is the first day of a week in which the big boss man, Brian Alvarez, is out playing Guardian Angel. He is on vacation for the first time in a long time, which I can remember, that will take him away for the show for a week. So, all the listeners, you are stuck with me until Friday. I will be joined intermittently by Lance Storm, who may be on a few times. He may have a scheduling issue, but I have also lined up a number of other guests. Hopefully, one of them will be able to make it with us here today. That is author Ian Douglas, who has a great new book, The Highland Games and Hippodromes book, which came out. But we had, as always, a huge weekend with a lot to talk about in the world of professional wrestling. As usual, on a Monday, we could talk about SmackDown, but really the bigger news coming out of the weekend was the, what I would say was a spectacular, spectacular professional wrestling show, and that was the AEW Grand Slam Australia show that took place in the Spot of Collision on Saturday. Hey, TNA also had a big No Surrender pay-per-view, which had some good action as well. So we will talk about all of that and more when we are back from the break.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at vaxassist.com. That's vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back on the air with you on President's Day. We're going to have to do something about that bumper, that lead-in, because not only is Mike Sempervivi on permanent assignment, but Brian Alvarez nowhere to be seen this week either, leaving me in charge of the ship. I didn't hear Lance Storm's name mentioned. I surely didn't hear my name mentioned. So a little bit of misleading, false advertising there. But like I said, you're stuck with me for the week if you're listening or watching on YouTube. I thank you for spending your time with me, because you could be doing anything else, like buying tickets for the upcoming Wrestling Observer Live shows in Las Vegas. There will be a Wrestling Observer Radio live show with Brian Alvarez and Dave Meltzer. There will be a Brian and Vinny live show with Brian Alvarez and Big Vinny V, along with other notables. Those, of course, will take place in Las Vegas starting at 10 a.m. local time. Two live tapings, both the Brian and Vinny Show and Wrestling Observer Radio, followed by meet and greets. This is at the Circa Las Vegas, a 21-plus only hotel in downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. That is a great hotel, by the way. Circa Las Vegas has what is the best pool, or I'm sorry, second best pool, because my wife actually works at the Paris pool. But the second best pool in Las Vegas is at Circa. It's Stadium Swim. So if you are going to Las Vegas and you are lucky enough to get tickets for the live Wrestling Observer Radio and Brian and Vinny shows and meet and greets, also take some time and go hit up the Stadium Swim pool. Even if you're the type of person that wears a t-shirt at the beach, it'll still be worth your time. Also, a Saturday Texas Day Brazil lunch, a Sunday viewing party, along with a Saturday night viewing party for WrestleMania. So both nights you can watch at the Cosmo, along with Dave Meltzer in attendance. And there is a Vinny V karaoke extravaganza between 9 and 10 p.m. local time on Sunday, April 19th. That is the event I am most looking forward to, although I may be drunk before we even get to that point. So All those events taking place in Las Vegas, adjacent to the Wrestling Observer. So you can find out more of that on figure4f4wonline.com/Vegas. So, and as I mentioned earlier, a lot of big shows this week took place. Oh, and I do have confirmation. I'm going to get right into these shows and results because we will have author Ian Douglas on in the last segment of the day. And he has some fantastic books that I learned a ton from. So I don't want to waste any time. There's not a whole ton of news that I saw coming out of these shows over the weekend. Mostly just some really, really dang good wrestling. And I, of course, speaking mostly of the AEW Collision Grand Slam Australia show that took place in Sydney. I'm not sure what the official name was, but it was a show that was very wrestling heavy, and they had been building to all of these matches over the past few weeks. There's a bit of a lull in the time frame of AEW pay-per-views, maybe 6 or 7 weeks in between them. The next one is the middle of next month, March 15th. So they built to this really big show here in Sydney, Australia, and it turned out great. It opened with a Continental Championship match between the man who won the Continental Championship in the Continental Classic. Really a come-from-behind victory in that tournament for Jon Moxley, and he defended the title that he won in that tournament against the man who, quite frankly, dominated the majority of that tournament and is also a member of the Don Callis family, who Jon Moxley's Death Riders are currently feuding with, although they are feuding with everybody, both the Death Riders and Don Callis family, seemingly at odds with everybody in AEW along with each other. These two battled tooth and nail to a 20-minute time limit draw. Takeshita hit the hyperdrive knee to the back of the head. However, he was unable to hoist Moxley up for the raging fire as the allotted time expired. And afterwards, they exchanged words, and Takeshita laid out Mox with the raging fire, much to the happiness of the Sydney crowd. We then had Mega Bad, the team of Megan Bain and Penelope Ford, challenging the Babes of Wrath, Harley Cameron and Willow Nightingale, for the AEW Women's Tag Titles. Mega Bad had defeated the champions weeks ago in a title eliminator match. And in this match, they mostly beat up Harley, who they had defeated. They had pinned her weeks ago. They went for their Doomsday Device finisher, which is the same thing they had pinned her with weeks ago. But it was stopped, broken up by Willow. The match broke down. It ended with Bain diving onto Willow on the floor. Penelope Ford missed a moonsault in the ring. Harley Cameron gave her a backslide, stacked her, and pinned her. And after the match, Lina Cross showed up. She laid out the champs and seemingly aligned with Mega Bad. And another great match. Andrade El Idolo took on Hangman Page, the winner getting a shot at the world title at the Revolution pay-per-view March 15th. Both men had come off of big wins in order to get to this spot, to this match, in order to fight for a title match. So high stakes on the line. And they fought in the ring. They fought around it. Hangman Fallaway slammed Andrade into the barricade. He went for a buckshot. He got annihilated with a boot and spinning elbow. Double knees in the corner. DDT for two. Hangman hit the dead eye. And at this point, Don Callis, the Wrestling Observer best non-wrestler, tried to distract the ref so Andrade could kick him low. But Hangman caught Andrade's low blow, kicked him low in return while the ref was still distracted by Callis, and then he landed the buckshot lariat and got the win. This ruled. Another match that ruled, another great piece of business here, was Orange Cassidy and Tony Storm taking on Wheeler Yuta and Marina Shafir. This is tornado tag with the loser of the fall getting their head shaved. They wasted no time, brawled in the crowd before going to the ring. At one point, Wheeler was so scared of getting his head shaved that he He almost let Marino get pinned after a beach break. This led to Wheeler inadvertently hitting Marino with a knee. Orange dove onto her. Yuta was left all alone where Tony German suplexed him. Hip attack in the corner. An orange punch from Cassidy. And Wheeler was hit with the Storm Zero pile driver and pinned by Timeless Tony Storm. He tried to run off through the crowd. He did not want to honor the stipulation of the match. However, Daddy Moxley showed up, told him to go back to the ring, and they shaved Wheeler Yuta's head as the crowd chanted the horrific, grotesque words of bald, bald, bald at him. Poor guy. We then had Kyle Fletcher take on Mark Briscoe. This was awesome. The last match these two had, I looked earlier, Dave Meltzer said it was 5 stars. I thought this was the best out of their best of 7 series. A ladder match, they broke out all the stops. At one point, Briscoe was biting Fletcher's head while they were the top rope and said, "It tastes like a shrimp on the barbie." And then he gave Fletcher a J-driller through the ladder. Fletcher gave him a brain buster off the ladder. Miraculously, Briscoe made it back up. However, Fletcher knocked him back down, grabbed the title. This was awesome. And the main event, damn fine match too, as MJF defended the title against Brody King, a man that beat him again just weeks ago to set this up. MJF worked over the knee. Brody King would break down intermittently. Bandido came out to cheer him on, to let him know, never give up, never give up. But in the end, it didn't matter because his knee gave out. MJF gave him a tombstone of sorts on the apron, the Heat Seeker pile driver in the ring, and he retained the title. Hangman Page sauntered down to the ring, threatened to stab him with a pen that he signed his world title contract with, and the show ended. A fantastic piece of business just like that segment, and I'll be back after the break.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back on the air. Filthy Tom Lawler in the the house today. Let me bring something up. Did I pull up the wrong notes? Probably. I probably screwed something up here. I was trying to find the cage match ratings along with the Dave Meltzer star ratings that I had for Mark Briscoe and Kyle Fletcher. And I have found it. Ha ha. So let's take a look for those of you that love this sort of thing. Oh, geez. I don't even know what I did, but all right. So their first meeting, these two have been battling for 20 months in singles contests. Their first meeting, it appears, was given a 7.65 on Cage Match. That is from July 20th of 2024. And then their next contest, 6 months later, 4.75 stars from Dave Meltzer, 8.3 on Cage Match. Their third match in this series, 4.5 stars from Dave Meltzer, 8.43. The next one, 4.75, 8.14. 4.75, 8.13. 5 stars, 8.96. And currently on Cage Match, the match from Saturday night, Kyle Fletcher versus Mark Briscoe in the ladder match has a 8.32. What a Valentine's Day special. We'll see what Dave Meltzer gives it if it hits the 5-star mark once again. Since Ian Douglas will be here, let's get into a little bit more of the results from this past weekend, the SmackDown report, which we usually save for the final segment, we can get into now. It opened up in Dallas, Texas, with Tiffany Stratton hitting the ring. This brought out a number of females, and they did a tag match on the spot with Nia Jax and Lash Legend challenging Rio for the titles. And they, of course, get the heat on Rio. She plays, Rhea. They get the heat on Io and Rhea for what is the first time in a long time that I can remember, came in and played de facto high flyer. She hit a spinning head scissors on Nia. They went for their finish, Nia and Lash did. And, like, Nia is on the ropes. I'm sorry, that's not what happened. I apologize. I already screwed this one up. Rhea and Io were going to go for their finish, but it got broken up. And Nia went up to the top rope, and she's up there with Nia, or with Io. And Rhea walks over and grabs a hold of her and powerbombed her off the second rope, but she walked Nia Jax from the corner to the middle of the ring before powerbombing her. Lash broke it up. The crowd's chanting about this being awesome. But I assure you, they were wrong. Because what happened next was Lash beat up Io on the floor. Rhea went after her, and the ref called for the bell. The crowd then went from literally seconds ago chanting, "This was awesome," to now chanting, "Ref, you suck," as the four of them brawled on the floor. Finally, it culminated with Io spearing Nia off the apron through a table. and Lash spearing Rhea into the timekeeper's area. All four women were down, and the officials came out to attend to them. So I thought the match was good. So did the crowd. One of the worst finishes I have seen in a long time, and that is saying something. It got the crowd to go from "this is awesome" to "ref, you suck" in mere moments. We had a pretty standard promo from Cody Rhodes. Apollo Crews and Matt Cardona want a shot at Carmelo Hayes, but he said tonight's open challenge was closed. The Miz then talked trash to Melo. Hayes went to the ring. He took the mic. He said next week he's going to qualify for the Elimination Chamber. He then called out Ilya Dragunov to fight right now, but before they could, the MFTs intervened. And this week, Tama and JC were holding the titles. Solo said the line starts and ends with him. Ilya and Melo challenged them for a match, but instead, they jumped Melo and Ilya. They beat them up. Cruz and Cardona made the save. Nakamura then made the save, and they had a 10-man tag that ended with a bunch of chaos. Nakamura lands a knee that sent Tala Tonga to the floor. Cruz dove on him. Ilya hit the Constantine special. He hit the H-bomb on poor JC Mateo. Solo saved him. Melo saved him. Solo hit him. Ilya hit Solo with the Constantine special. Melo was alone with Tama Tonga, and Tama Tonga leveled the U.S. champion with the cutthroat elbow and pinned him to pick up the victory for the MFTs, who celebrated as the Wyatt Six showed up, appeared in the balcony. Ooh, they scared, I think, no one in the crowd. Charlotte asked Alexa Bliss to be her galantine. They had a cute little segment backstage before she accompanied her to the ring for a match against Zelina and Julia, where Julia kind of both beat them up for a while. This is a Elimination Chamber qualifier, a three-way. Zelina tried to embarrass the crowd as Alexa got behind her. She got up. Up to that point, Alexa had very little offense. They had just kind of beaten her down, so the crowd was really hot for her comeback. Alexa went for the Twisted Bliss. Julia got her knees up. Zelina tried for the Code Red, but they didn't get it. Instead, they hit a Destroyer and covered up for it. Alexa broke it up. She hit a DDT. Julia broke that up with the Arrivederci, kind of. Then she dropped Alexa with the Northern Lights bomb. Zelina interrupted that count. Kiana James got up on the apron. Julia's, I guess she's her financial advisor, her manager. Zelina knocked down Kiana James. Zelina posed and then ran right into a Sister Abigail DDT, was pinned by Alexa. And Alexa Bliss has qualified for the Elimination Chamber alongside Rhea and Tiffany Stratton. Sami Zayn had a backstage segment with Rey Fénix for the second time in as many weeks. Trick Williams then went to the ring and did a promo putting himself over. He got huge what chants. He told the people, look, when you go to the zoo, you don't want to see a squirrel like Rey Fénix do a flip. You want to see a lion like him get up. So Rey Fénix took on Trick Williams. I swear we saw this match just weeks ago, and Trick Williams stomped him. He did it again here. Rey Fénix got beat up. Trick Williams played to the crowd. Rey Fénix made his fantastic, awesome, spectacular comeback where he looks like he's one of the best guys on the roster. And then Trick Williams ran him over with the trick shot knee, turned him inside out, got the win. Jordynne Grace took on Jade Cargill. They had a powerhouse match. Jade backdropped Jordynne back first into the timekeeper's area, and then went and ate a chicken nugget as Dom and Liv and Raquel were ringside taking in the action. Of course, Liv threatening to use her Royal Rumble cash-in on Jade Cargill, who is also threatening her not to. Jordan did a great move where she pulled guard from the apron and landed some headbutts. Definitely going to steal that one if I ever get back in the ring. Thank you, Jordan Grace. She gave Jade a jackhammer for two. She clean and jerked Cargill from the floor to her shoulders and power slammed her for another two. Went for the tower hacker bomb, the beast mode. But Jade landed on her feet, hit a big pump kick, single arm jaded, and she pinned Jordan Grace to get the win before she got in Liv's face and threatened her not to come after her belt. Aldis is backstage trying to sign Oba Femi to SmackDown. Wilson interrupts. Aldis took his poetry book. He finds a bookmark with a poem written in it, bad-mouthing Oba Femi. So Oba comes in. He challenges him one-on-one for next week, which I'm almost positive we saw last week. So this is the old school Brian Alvarez special where they're shooting an angle for a match that already happened. Drew McIntyre ran down all the possible participants in the upcoming Elimination Chamber match. Sami Zayn walked up. Drew told him that, hey, you know, you might think I don't like you, but I think you've earned it. And I get a feeling that tonight you're going to win the big one and face me at Mania. So we had Fatu versus Cody Rhodes versus Sami Zayn. There was a lot going on in this match. Cody hit the Cody Cutter on Sami. Fatu tossed Cody to the floor. He hit the moonsault. In flew Drew McIntyre with a claymore to Fatu. Tosses him into the post over the announce desk. Cody dives onto Drew on the floor, but Drew posts him too. McIntyre then powerbombs Fatu through the announce desk, gives Cody a claymore, drags Sami on top, but Cody kicked out. Drew put a beating on Cody some more. Sami made the save, and then Cody grabbed him, hit the crossroads, won the match to qualify for the Elimination Chamber, and this was hot. And we'll be back to burn it up in the last two segments of this show.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, come on! Wrestling Observer Live back on the air. Filthy Tom Lawler here along with our guest in this last segment. I believe he is on the other end of the line. Author Ian Douglas. Welcome to the show, Ian.
Hey, Filthy Tom. Great to talk to you again. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Yeah, great hearing your voice and knowing that I didn't screw it up here with Brian gone. At least not too bad.
He'd never let you hear the end of it. He'd never let you hear the end of it.
Well, yeah, he loves hearing himself talk there. Ian, before I get into your books, and most notably your most recent book, The Highland Games and Hippodromes, I'd just like to get into a little bit of the news that I didn't get into from the TNA show this past weekend. So if you'll just bear with me for a second, because we did have Trey Miguel defeat Stax Lorenzo for the TNA International title. So a title change there. We also had Southern Psycho Mance Warner take on the 76-year-old Michael Jackson, which I cannot believe I am writing that. 76-year-old Action Mike Jackson out there. While he did lose, he did a tope suicida and lived to see the end of the day at 76 years old. I can't believe I'm over here like, you know, trying not to hurt myself thinking about getting back into the ring at 42 years old, and I see him out there at 76. And also in the main event, Leon Slater got the pin over Nick Nemeth in a match in which Leon Slater, Nick Nemeth, and Eddie Edwards all could have cashed in on Leon Slater's tag team partner, Mike Santana, as Slater and Santana defeated Nemeth and Edwards. Of course, Edwards has the Feast or Famine briefcase, Nick Nemeth with the trophy, the Call Your Shot trophy, and Leon Slater with the Option C as the X Division champion. So a good action show for the most part on TNA Surrender. TNA No Surrender. There were some things that were no buys from me, but you know, if you like wrestling, give it a shot. And if you like wrestling history, what you should do is give the Highland Games and Hippodromes, the Scottish identity and influence at the dawn of the American pro wrestling industry, a buy. Ian Douglas, the author, joining us now. So, Ian, I was so happy when you mentioned that this was going to be your newest book upcoming. And then I was even happier when I received an advanced copy of this, because while there is a lot of pro wrestling history out there that you can read about, this is something that is very specific. And I was quite frankly kind of disappointed in myself for not knowing more about Donald Dinney, Duncan C. Ross, Dan McLeod, their influences on wrestling back then and also modern wrestling, but even more so, the influence of Donald Dinney on modern athletics.
Well, there's no reason to be disappointed in yourself, because this is stuff that most people didn't know. I didn't know about any of this until I really delved into it. But yeah, Donald Dinney is really, in a lot of ways, the first professional athlete, because he's the guy who figured out that if you specialized in pure athletics and devoted all of your time training for it, that you could show up at a Highland Games event that offered very handsome prizes for first place, sweep all of the first place events, and go home with quite a bit of money and earn your living that way. And when he was finally able to come over to the U.S., which had a very healthy Caledonian network, network of Caledonian organization and organizations and games that stretched from coast to coast, he could just go from place to place as a special guest, compete in all of the hurling events, even running events, leaping events, even some of the dancing events, sweep them all, and make off with quite a bit of cash. So he was the guy who influenced quite a number of imitators amongst second-generation Scots like Duncan C. Ross, Duncan McMillan, and Dan McLeod. And those are guys who in a lot of ways took professional wrestling to the next level.
Yeah, Donald Dinney, I love the description of him in your book because it says he's not a bull-necked gladiator like most of the people at the time thought he was going to be. But at first sight presents himself somewhat slender-looking man. However, he has a perfect model of symmetry and manly beauty. He has no superabundant flesh, every muscle and fiber being formed for use, as was exemplified in the ease and grace with which all his movements were executed. So when you think about the modern Highland Games, you think about big guys in kilts throwing cabers and throwing rocks. But it sounds to me from the description like Donald Dinney was really more like a decathlete in a lot of
ways. Exactly. Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. And that makes sense because at a Highland Games event, not so much in the U.S. at the time, but that would develop eventually. But at a Highland Games event in Scotland, you had to be prepared to leap as high as you could. You had to be prepared to throw stones of various sizes as far as you could. And you also had to be prepared to wrestle. So you had to be a truly well-rounded athlete and not just some, you know, 6'5", 330-pound behemoth. So Dinney was usually somewhere between the 200 to 215-pound mark. And if you saw him in a gym today, you'd say, yep, that is an extremely fit guy, but he probably wouldn't stand out as being one of the giants over by the squat rack.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously back then, the athletes were smaller of stature, right? Like I read about some of the old bare knuckle boxers and a lot of times the heavyweights are 180 pounds, you know? So Donald Dinney was a big man, for that time frame, but obviously just a fantastic athlete. And you mentioned all the different events that he did, but the one that we're here to most notably talk about would be his exploits, of course, in professional wrestling. But the wrestling that Donald Dinney was doing, as those who delve into history kind of find out, there's many different styles of wrestling, and Dinney was an expert in one of those styles, which we don't see today.
Well, you'll see it if you happen to take a visit to a Highland Games event. You'll probably see some Scottish backhold wrestling. But yeah, that was one of the things that ultimately became fishy, or was perceived to have been fishy about Donald Dinney, was that he was not a catch-as-catch-can wrestling specialist or a collar-and-elbow guy. And even at events in northern England, he would get exposed for not being a master of those events. Yet, somehow, when he shows up in the U.S., he appears to be quite expert in catch-as-catch-can style. And eventually he gets exposed for hippodroming or engaging in contests with predetermined Duncan McMillan on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And
works.
He ends up having to depart in disgrace.
Yeah, hippodromes, for those that don't know the terminology, those are worked matches where the participants are putting up a farce either to get money from the viewers as the viewing public, or in order to fleece them out of money through gambling.
Oh yeah, they were manipulating the sports betting left and right, and this was carrying on from the time Donald Dinney showed up for probably another 30 to 40 years right through the time of Frank Gotch. And Donald Dinney got in trouble for this with Duncan McMillan, and Dinney was essentially forced out of the country in disgrace. and spent the latter half of his most productive years, or at least the twilight of his productive years, wrestling in Australia for the most part, while Duncan Ross took over as the top draw in the Highland Games events in North America, and then pieced together one of the first true pro wrestling territories when he was based out of Cleveland, but wrestling into Rochester and Buffalo and also into Detroit and Columbus.
Yeah, one of my favorite stories from the book is Duncan C. Ross when he battles against, is it James Daly?
Yeah, he had a few James Daly, but which one?
Yeah, where they battle in Providence, Rhode Island, off the coast, actually, of Providence, Rhode Island, in the water, and they battle into the water. They emerge, and instead of finishing their, I believe it was a best of five falls match, instead of finishing it right there and then, they say, hey, we're going to come back in 3 days and finish this match. And still got a few thousand of my fellow Rhode Islanders to go show up and watch, so... It always seemed like there was something fishy, play on words, going on with Duncan C. Ross.
Oh yeah, and it was very much ahead of its time. It was very, you know, almost Hogan in the AWA-esque, where we're going to give you the false finish. We're not going to send you home satisfied. We're going to give you the false finish, and then we're going to make you pay to come back a few days later and actually see this thing reach a conclusion. So when you hear about these stories, you learn that there is really nothing new under the sun when it comes to pro wrestling.
No, the more I read from your books, whether it's this one, whether it's a Decided Novelty, Bahamian Rhapsody, I always learn a ton. And there's always like some salacious material in there, some crazy stories coming out of some of these guys. But really, I think one of the biggest takeaways from this Highland Games and Hippodromes book is the influence in the later 1800s into the early 1900s and beyond that these early Scottish wrestlers had, whether it was wrestling themselves or like the influence on wrestlers like Gotch later on.
Oh yeah. Well, you have the fact that these guys could make a killing wrestling in a carefully crafted and coordinated pro wrestling event and then go to a Highland Games event or another athletic contest and make just as much money the next day, they could establish overall athletic legitimacy in ways that other guys can't. And that led right to the recruitment of Frank Gotch. You have about six different ways that the story's been told. But and the bottom line is Dan McLeod, who was the reigning world heavyweight champion at the time, he shows up at a picnic in Iowa incognito, wrestles Frank Gotch, is impressed by him, and recruits him into the camp of farmer Martin Burns and Duncan McMillan. Duncan McMillan being another prominent hippodromer who was sort of Donald Denny's understudy, and who was also very much a Highland Games participant who styled himself as the five styles wrestling champion of the world. Dan McLeod recruits Gotch into the camp of Burns and McMillan, and they craft him into the top wrestling star of that era and beyond. So you have Scottish fingerprints all over the development of the early pro wrestling industry in North America.
Yeah, not only the early pro wrestling industry, right, but you have very prominent member of the current pro wrestling world wrote the foreword. we'll reveal that, Ian, when we come back from the break, because the music, the sultry tunes of Big Papa are leading us out. So we'll be back in the final segment, and we'll wrap it up with author Ian Douglas.
If If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Filthy Tom Lawler here in the last segment of the show, still joined by author Ian Douglas of Highland Games and Hippodromes on the other line. Ian, we have a short amount of time, but I want to tell everybody that while I was honored to be featured on the back of this book with a quote, you have someone far more prominent in the pro wrestling industry that wrote the foreword.
Yeah, reigning WWE Undisputed Champion Drew McIntyre, who I've been cool with for years. I mean, our interactions usually consist of me picking on him, like when a new product comes out, like slippers that say Claymore Country, and I'll text him and say, hey, do you actually, like when you step out of the shower, do you slip these on and wear these around the house? And he'll say, dude, I don't even own those. Leave me alone. But no, Drew is great. And when I told him what I was working on, he said, absolutely, I would love to contribute to him. So it was just my luck that the release happened to occur coincidental to the fact that he's a reigning world champion. So that worked out great.
I'm sure sales among the female demographic will pick up greatly too, since he's featured in there. But not only is that an awesome book, I love this book, this Highland Games and Hippodromes book, but you have a bunch of other books out there, Ian. This is your time to possibly lead us off the show.
All right. Well, let's see. I've got the books with Dan Severn, Hornswoggle, Brian Blair, two books with Steve Kern. I've got Bahamian Rhapsody, The History of Pro Wrestling in the Bahamas. Also, Gentleman Jack and Rough Rufus, which profiles early black wrestling pioneers. Jack Claiborne and the original Rufus Jones. And also, it's Black History Month, so pick up A Decided Novelty, The Essential Guide to Black Pro Wrestling History, 1880 to 1950. And if you want to follow me, you can follow me at StreamGlass on X, formerly known as Twitter.
Thanks so much, Ian. I can't thank you enough. A tremendous guest once again. Thanks for listening, Wrestling Observer Live.